Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hi, everybody. It's Ken Shepherd. Sorry for the delay in starting the show. I'm going to go into my conference bridge and try and bring in my guest if I can. If I can't, we'll reschedule the show. Please hold on. I'll be right back. Okay. Charles, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, so we're recording now, and I was able to figure out how to put this together. And welcome, everybody, to Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. Our guest today is Charles Dobbins. We'll be talking with him in a second. He's a wonderful guest. And Charles, just hold on 1 second. I'm going to do a few disclaimers, and then we'll get started with the show. Okay, so everybody just hold on, please, 1 second. And I'll be right back. Okay, so here's the disclaimer that we use. This show is intended for the listeners only. All investment information contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips Inc. or Ken Shepherd in any manner. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of the show or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you to understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. Okay, so let me go over a few other things. Our website is www.creativeflips.web.com. Our website is... that's our website. Our telephone number is 310-358-7087. Our email is fci@pacbell.net. Our Twitter account is @KenShepherd. Our Facebook is Facebook.com/KenShepherd and Facebook.com/CreativeFlipsInc. We have a place where you can get 150,000 investors together with you at no cost. It's kenreradio.com. Just go there. Use your strengths to fund your weaknesses. Always use what you have to help you what you don't have. We've closed $26 million in deals recently. We have a $500 million proof of funds as necessary. I've been doing this 30 years. We have about $300 million in process. Everything on the show that we do is all in the archives for free. We do two masterminds on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock in the morning and Thursday. I'm sorry, Tuesdays at 6 o'clock in the evening and Thursdays at 8 o'clock in the morning, California time. $20 a person, 20 people maximum in the room. If you're interested in that, please go to kenshepherd51@yahoo.com. Okay. So those are all of our little in front stuff that we do to get things rolling. Our guest today is Charles Dobbins. Charles is a wonderful, wonderful guy and knows a lot about different kinds of investing in apartments and things like that. We hooked up recently and had the opportunity to get connected. And so as a result of that, we're on the show together. So, Charles, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us, and it's a pleasure to have you today.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it. Boy, you sound like the that old FedEx guy who talks a mile a minute. Disclaimers out.
Sometimes you have to do that to cover some stuff and get it out of the way. I used to remember when I was in my CVS days and we had to do commercials. You know, the commercial guys would talk so fast and we go, "What in the world did he say?" But of course, you know, kind of part of the thing, but. You know, we want to get some things out of the way, and if anybody, of course, wants to get more information, they can always go into our, into our archives. So Charles, why don't you talk just for a minute about what you're doing and your background? And we have about 20 minutes in the show, and we're going to then ask some questions of you so that we can hope the audience will learn more about how they can interface with you and with us. And do more business networking and make more money, because at the end of the day, this is all about helping people learn how to use all their resources to make as much money as they can with as little money as possible out of their pocket.
Exactly. Well, all right. Let me give you a little bit of background about myself. I am an attorney. My law practice is in Massachusetts. I have clients all over the country, all over the world even. My entire practice's focus is on the multifamily investor. And when I say that, I do not mean landlord-tenant law. I don't do anything like that. I strictly represent multifamily investors who are looking to buy apartment buildings or apartment complexes, and I get in there and I help them through the entire process. I make sure that they're doing everything correctly, that they're financing it correctly, that they've negotiated the deal the right way, that they've analyzed the deal the right way, and then I help them get into the purchase and sale contracts, so that they are protected, they don't lose their earnest money deposit. I'm involved in the entire transaction from the very beginning to the very end and even after that. And the reason why I come to this particular field with kind of a unique background, and that, not only am I the attorney who does that, but I also own and operate about $20 million of multifamily property around the country myself. And we also own our own property management company that we manage our own properties. So I know exactly what it takes to own and operate multifamily properties. So I'm kind of a unique practice, but that's all I do. People meet me at a cocktail party and they say, "Hey, can you put together my will?" I say, "I have no idea how to do that. But if you want to buy an apartment complex, I'm the guy you want to talk to." So that's essentially my background.
Okay, well, cool. So anyway, our call-in number today for anybody that wants to call in is 347-989-1329. Okay, so let's just kind of talk about a little couple of things that, I think are important for everybody to know. I know you said you deal exclusively with multifamily. I think that's great. Obviously, if you see anything outside of multifamily, tell us. But anyway, and we'll tell you about what we find in the multifamily area. But what types of investors does your law firm like to work with?
We do a lot with all different types. We have different programs designed for different types of investors, no matter where you are in your investment spectrum. So we have training classes for new investors who are looking towards, trying to understand how to evaluate a deal and how to get a deal under contract. We have weekend seminars for due diligence. If you're looking to buy a property, you've got a property under contract, now you've got to get out there and look underneath the skirt. We teach you how to do that. We have processes where we help people finance the deals with the debt instruments, with the mortgages. We have a whole source of places that we can go to help you with your mortgages. So we really take all levels of investors, from the person that's never done it before all the way up to the seasoned investor. We work with all different types.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, it's always nice to know that you guys will work with people that are getting started as well as people that have been in this a long time, because obviously nobody knows everything. I mean, I've met a lot of people who say, "Well, I know everything about what I'm doing." Well, if you know everything about what you're doing, then you don't need anybody to talk to you. You can just do everything yourself. But I think it's important to just always look to experts and always look to mentors to help you. I have mentors of my own, people I know that own a couple hundred, 300 million worth of property, couple of the guys that own like four or five Four Seasons, things like that. So it's good to know you guys will work with anybody that's out there that wants to learn. So anybody that's listening, you can get in touch with Charles, and we will give you all of his contact information so we can help each other do more business together and create more commerce. So let's talk about, for the new investor, what types of roadblocks do you think they come up against the most?
One of the biggest ones, and this is something that, because of my expertise, I've been asked to speak at a lot of different of these real estate investment clubs. And, there I am standing in front of a group of absolute new investors. People all want to do what I do. They all want to be in the multifamily business, but they just don't have the experience. They don't have the resources. And I'm standing there teaching them, and I'm thinking to myself, back in my office, I've got a bunch of clients who are looking to get into deals. If there's a way that I can get these people involved in the process somehow and learn the business and, find deals, then I can, show them to my clients and these people can get paid for doing it. And that's when I started teaching about bird dogging or being a property locator and wholesaling of deals. And so, you know, we put together a program for new investors who are, you know, that really teaches you how to find multifamily opportunities that nobody else can. Now, what I've discovered, I knew this was going to happen, was that when you started to get these investors into this type of program and they're out there looking for deals, I know that they are going to get to a point, especially if they're looking to become wholesalers, they're going to get to a point where they have to write a check. And a lot of these new investors, they just can't write that earnest money deposit check. And so if that's the case, their career is over before it even gets started. And so what we decided to do was create what we call our earnest money deposit program, where we can provide those funds to a wholesaler or a syndicator or any type of multifamily investor so that they can get that deal under contract and they can get started on moving and evaluating, you know, that particular property through the due diligence process. So what we've done is we've essentially taken away one of the roadblocks to success for a lot of these new investors. As I always say, the multifamily business is a hoop-jumping business. You just have to jump through hoops. And every step of the way, somebody is going to put up a roadblock or a hoop that you have to jump through. And if we can just, you know, anticipate those hoops, and if we can, you know, put those hoops out there or get those, remove those hoops so people can go through them, that's what I need to do to help these people be successful. And that's why we came up with the Earnest Money Deposit Program.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you know, one of the things that we have, if you go through our archives, if anybody wants to do this, you can find, we did a show on how to find capital, all the different ways. Like I used to, and I still do, go over and sit in like the country clubs, you know, and just sit in the bar and have like an iced tea and just wait to see who walks in and start talking to them. You know, I mean, talk to the bartender. I mean, I've met a lot of great investors that way. But anyway, anybody wants to, they can go listen in our archives to the show on how to find investors. But to stay on the subject, so let's talk a little bit about how a new investor can overcome the earnest money hurdle if they want to start getting deals under contract.
Well, what they do is they start working with us, I mean, through one of our consulting coaching programs, because we have to be involved in the transaction early on, because essentially what we're doing is we're going to allow that new investor to partner with an existing investor, and that existing investor is going to be the one that writes the check. But that existing investor is a client of ours and people that we've worked with in the past, and they rely on us to make sure that the deal is what we say it is. And so in order for somebody to qualify for that, they've got to have gone through our program, and we have to be involved in the drafting and the negotiation of that purchase and sale contract. So it has all of those provisions in it that need to be in there to protect our clients. So that is how a new investor would get started. And typically the way it works is, you know, a new investor would come onto our website, fill out the form, set up a time to talk, and then we would have probably about a 20-minute to a half-an-hour phone conversation to really find out where they are in their investment life to determine whether this program works for them. I mean, you can't just jump in. There's got to be a relationship that we build with you to make sure that that we're doing the right thing for you and you're doing the right thing for everyone else.
Wow, really great. I love the fact that you guys match people with capital to people that find the deals, because that's what it's all about. It's all about the idea of finding an opportunity, learning how to really know it's an opportunity, not miss an opportunity, because I read your newsletters, dude, and I see, you know, what you guys say and how you say it and all that stuff, and I agree with you, and I think it's very, very important to follow the things you talk about. And so, you know, it's amazing to me what, like you talk about in your letters, like somebody has a deal they found and it's not on market and all that stuff, and they're asking $4 million and they maybe owe $10 on it, and you know, they don't want to offer 2.5, you know? And it's like,
yeah.
Why not? Why not? You know? It can't hurt you.
Yeah,
make
exactly.
Just make the offer, you know, you're not in the room with the guy who's going to chase you with a baseball bat. You know, you're on a phone with him. You're in some attorney's conference room or something. You know, you just make the offer. You know, all they can say is no, or they can say, well, that's right. Offensive. Say, well, encounter me. You know, make an offer.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how the earnest money deposit program works in just kind of its broad strokes and whatever else you'd like to talk about.
Okay, well, let me just follow up on a couple of things you just mentioned. And, you know, we always say there was one particular real estate guy that used to say that if you can't hang your head in shame after you've made an offer, you've offered too much. He's absolutely right. You have no idea what is going on in the mind of the seller. I mean, you have no idea what his motivations are. So just make the offer. Get out there. And as I say, if you're not making offers, it's just you and me talking. And this is a very expensive hobby.
Right, exactly.
So the way the earnest money program works is essentially what you do is you would get the deal under contract. And you're absolutely right. 90% of this business is finding the deals. That is the real key. I mean, people think, I speak to new investors all the time, and I cringe every time I hear them say, oh, I've got more deals than I know what to do with. Think, oh, really? Really? You've evaluated all these deals, and they are all smoking hot deals that nobody else knows about or has gotten under contract? And a lot of these new investors think that LoopNet is the place where you go to find deals. LoopNet is the place where deals go to die. So the key in this business is to find those places where nobody else is looking and get those deals under contract. Once you learn how to do that, you have solved 90% of this business, the problems of 90% of this business. So once you get that deal under contract, you've got to then write a check for the earnest money deposit. If you are not bird dogging a deal, if you are looking to wholesale or syndicate the deal, you've got to write a check, and that's the earnest money. So what we do is prior to you signing that contract, we will have worked together, and you know we will know that there's a need coming down the road to write an earnest money check. And so we will introduce you to other investors who will step in and write that earnest money check for you. Now, the way they do it, this is kind of, you know, a lot of people have likened this to transactional funding on the way of like a hard money loan. But the problem with a hard money loan is a hard money loan is secured in a first position with a mortgage. An earnest money deposit is not secured by anything. It's a contract. So there's got to be a little bit more understanding and trust involved in the relationship. So what happens is we introduce you to that earnest money deposit investor, and then you assign that contract to that earnest money investor, and then he performs under the terms of that contract. But really, the only thing he's going to do is to write that earnest money check. You are still going to be responsible for doing the due diligence, for trying to wholesale the contract if that's what you're looking to do, or to getting out there and evaluating the deal. In addition to that assignment provision, what's also going to be executed is what we call a side letter agreement, which says that when you replace the earnest money with another investor's or your own money, then the earnest money deposit partner will assign the contract back to you, and you get it back, and he gets his money, and everybody goes on their merry way. So it's a way for you to get into a deal for very low money, to evaluate the deal, to determine if whether you can wholesale this contract, and then, from that point on, you know, you get the contract back, and you know, you sell the contract, or you close in the deal.
You know, it's really interesting that you do it that way, because one of the things that we say to people, because they always say, well, you know, you go into a deal and the first thing the seller wants to know is how do you prove that you have the capacity to enter into the deal, right? So,
yeah.
So usually we get a letter from an attorney or a CPA or a bank or a securities officer that we have the capacity or a title company or an escrow company. That's what we tell people to do. Don't give your bank statements up. However, if it's somebody you know, you can say, look, here's the statement I have, or here's my investor statement. And, you know, you can get people to do all kinds of stuff as long as it's creative and it doesn't cost them anything to help you. You know, it's like we always tell people, if you need somebody to comfort, to back you, to say that you've got the capacity to go into this deal for all cash, just call us. You know, we'll provide that for you. We'll get you going. And, you know, I've signed a lot of deals where we've said that and we've done that, and then we sign the contract and we have 72 hours to post the deposit.
Right.
You know, and that's the way, you know, it's perfect because it costs no money down. You have 72 hours to have the deposit. You have you guys in their back pocket regarding putting up the earnest money. They found a deal. You've gone through the deal with them before they've even signed the contract, my goodness. And now they signed the contract, and they know they've got the money for the earnest money deposit. You know, I don't care if they use me or not. I'm happy to help them any way I can. I mean, if they need us to show that we have capacity so they can get the seller comfortable so they can enter into a deal with you, that's fine with me. I'm happy to help people out. You know, we do it all the time, you know, because things come that go. You know, you give, you get. You don't just take. It's all about giving it back, and then somewhere along the line it comes back to you. That's how I live my life.
Yeah.
That's how that's how I play every day, is give it away and just let it come back. So, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, David, what you just described is exactly what I was saying before. Those are all the hoops that people need to jump through to get a deal done. And if you can line up the solutions to those hoops ahead of time, it makes the business that much easier to do. And that's what we're trying to do for our students and consulting clients and our law firm clients, is just get all the hoops taken care of for you.
So they can then flip the contract, or they can bring in partners, or they can do whatever they want. And during the earnest money period, which is due diligence, that money just sits in an escrow, probably like either your attorney's trust account or an escrow account or something. So it's basically returnable if for some reason the deal doesn't work and the due diligence doesn't check out.
That's exactly right. I mean, the funds stay either in my firm's client's account or the title company. It never goes to the seller's attorney. It never goes to any other party. It stays in one of those two locations. And that's another thing, when I said that, you know, we have to be involved early on in the negotiation of the contract, we have to make sure that that provision is in the contract, or we're not going to do the deal.
Right. So essentially you have full control of that deposit, and it's either in your attorney's trust account or it's in an escrow account of somebody that you trust. So essentially you really have control of the funds, even though they're locked into that particular position for the seller.
Exactly. And we also have control of the contract. So, you know, I've used this example before, that if the purchase and sale agreement allows for, let's say, a 30-day inspection period and a 30-day financing period, and you assign it over to my client, and, you know, on the 29th day, you haven't even gone out to look at the property, well, we're going to terminate the contract. Because you're not performing under the terms of the contract, that contract's not going to get sold or wholesaled or anything. So we're going to get out of it. And we can, because we control the contract. So, yeah,
exactly.
You're exactly right.
So, you know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, part of people's concerns and fears, and we hear it every day, is, oh, my God, I signed this contract, oh, my God, I'm so obligated, blah, 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 and this and that. Well, if you have a 30-day window like you're talking about, you better get to work. You know, don't buy anything unless you really know it's a good deal, at least on the surface. You know, because if all the comparables are turning out to be $5 million and you're buying this property for $3 million or $2.5 million or something, you know very quickly that you can flip it, because all you have to do is put it into a couple of places on the internet that we go all the time, you know, and it's all free, you know, and to investor networks and places on the, you know, with investor clubs and stuff. You'll find out pretty fast if you made a good deal, you know.
Right.
And if you're looking to hold it, then you have the time to think about how to assemble the financing. But you made a very important point. Why tie up a property? Why spend your time, their time, the investor's time, everybody's time, and then not buy it if it's a deal? You have to take the time to do the work. And a lot of people, what I have found, is they find the property and they want to hand it off to us and say, here, you do all the work.
Oh, I know.
And
it's really too bad.
And then they want half the deal. Now, if you want half the deal, you have to do a lot. You have to do the work. You know, you can't expect us to do. If you just want to hand it off to us, that's okay. But remember, everything that you get in compensation is tied to your time, you know, and tied to your efforts. And if you're going to put in the time, and if you put in the effort, and if you really work hard, and you show us that you can really, you know, spend some time on this thing, and you've really dug in, and you've, you know, done all the things we've asked you to do, then, you know, you're going to get a nicer piece of the deal. But if, you know, and if you find a buyer to flip it to, and then we help you put the whole thing together, it's like a cookie cutter. Once you do it once, you can do it over and over and over again.
Right.
So we're running out of time on air. However, we'll continue to record. So why don't we just talk a little bit about how people can get in touch with you, how they can reach you, and how you like to have them find you.
Okay, well, they can track me down. My toll-free number is 877-866-4764. And they can always track me down. I have three websites that all are kind of interconnected, and you can go on any one of them and you know, contact me via my website, and that's www.dobbinslaw, and Dobbins is spelled D as in dog, O, D as in boy, E, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, LAW.com, Dobbins Law. And then, you know, once you're there, you can also check out multifamilyinvestingacademy.com, or then my other website is charlesdobbins.com. And any one of those, you can get a hold of.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, that's really great. Dana wasn't able to make it to join us today. Big shout out to Dana for helping us with everything. She hasn't been feeling too well, so she's been a little under the weather. Boo-hoo. But anyway, hopefully she's doing better. And you know, and she'll be, you know, I was talking to her earlier today, and, you know, she's up and chipper, but, you know, sometimes when you're sick, you know, you feel better, then you don't feel good. So I learned how to do the conference call, which is with my phone, which is a unique thing for me, because normally she's been helping me with that stuff. But in any event, I think, you know, I think it's very important for people to get in touch with you, because I want them to get on your email list. I want them to be hearing from you. You send some fantastic tips to people. And, you know, we try to do the same and give people a lot of good content, you know, so they can actually operate off that content. Like the guy you wrote about Stan the other day, I thought was a very interesting story, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, we're totally all about it, and we appreciate everything that you do, everything that you are, certainly your background. You know, the fact that you're an attorney obviously adds into the mix. You're currently licensed, right?
Absolutely. Yes, I practice.
Okay, great. So you're currently licensed.
Yeah.
So like I always tell people, use an attorney, a CPA, a bank, a securities officer, a title or an escrow officer that's currently licensed in good standing that can help you to make sure that your deals go smoothly. And so having somebody like you is one of the six legs on the stool or legs on the table that, you know, we think really make a difference and we think are so important and you have to have in order to make something successful. You know, and the fact that you own property, you obviously know the state, and the fact that you limit yourself to a specialty. A lot of people we find get so wound up in so many opportunities they can't figure out what to do, and then before they do nothing. You know, you have to pick something that, number one, interests you. Number two, you feel is going to help. That's not only going to interest you, but that you really want to do. You know, you really have to have a passion for what you do. If you don't have a passion for something, you're not going to probably make a lot of things happen with it. It's just not going to happen that way. You know, so always say to everybody is always, always, always use all your mentors. Here's one right here. Charles is a great mentor with his experience, his background, all the things he's done, all the things he does now, his all his academies and everything else. The Earnest Money Deposit Program, that's the first time I've ever heard that one. You know, and when I heard that, I said, you got to be on the show, man. You know, when you're talking about doing something that out there, you know, we got to put you on the show and we got to let people know all over the world, you know, about you and help you to grow your business and help us to, you know, help others and help us to grow ours. So, is there anything else you want to add before we close the show?
Well, I just, like what you were saying, when you come to those websites that have those type of pop-up boxes where you can put in your email address and get on my mailing list, and then you'll start getting you know, a lot of my correspondence. I also do, which is a lot of fun, and people can try this out, a mastermind group that is like a monthly subscription group, and people will just be inundated. Every Monday morning, you get a video from me about a different aspect of multifamily acquisition, and people just say that they look forward to those videos every Monday, and that's just part of the program.
Wow.
It's
nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's really, really been our honor and pleasure to have you as a guest today. We will send you a copy of the show so you can send it out to all the folks in your base. I realize sometimes the transmission, the sound is a little bit garbled, but I think the message gets through. And and we are very pleased to have done this. And I hope that it helps everybody listening to become more successful and become more vested in what you're doing. And if you want to do multifamily, this is the guy to go to, guys. You know, this is the guy to go to, because so many people are just, you know, they're not into things that, first of all, are that easy to understand, and second of all, they're all over the place. You know, try and pick an area that interests you, and I think multifamily, frankly, multifamily is the one that all the REITs, real estate investment trusts, that is, and big, big hedge funds and all that are getting into, in addition to single family, because they know that people have to have a place to live, and with all the displacement that's going on in our economy, which I think is going to continue for quite a while based on my conversations with a number of the big banks at the very, very top, who will talk to you off the media and say what it's really going on, and what's really going on in their opinion is it's not getting better in a lot of parts of the country. It is getting better in some, but not a lot. And so you think there's going to be a lot of displacement, and that's going to call for a lot of people who need to have a place to live. So the apartment business is going to continue to flourish, and I think be one of the best areas of real estate to be in for sure.
Yeah.
So
again, one of the worst things I hear from a new investor is, I wish I knew you earlier.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, involved in a deal, you don't know for sure what you're doing, just pick up the phone and call me. I mean, I'll give you 15 minutes. We'll talk about it, and I'll tell you my thoughts on your deal, because I'd hate to see you get involved in a transaction that ends up costing you a lot more.
Yeah, well, we do that too. We also tell people don't put up any money until you talk to experts. I mean, I've seen people lose money, unfortunately, by putting hard money in escrow that's non-refundable that the seller takes right away, and then they can't perform and they lose their deposit. I've seen that happen many times. A guy recently had $100,000 go down that way. So, you know, be careful. You know, watch your step. Talk to people that are experts like Charles and you know, in our office and everything else. So, with that, I hope everybody has a fantastic, fantastic rest of the week and a great weekend coming up. Is there anything else you'd like to say at all, Charles?
That's it. I appreciate the time. Thanks, Ken.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks very much for joining us today, and we look forward to talking to you some more and do some more deals with you.
Great. I appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.